the Astros one strike away from the win.
Now, another Astros podcast.
Wonder what's going through Derek Fisher's mind out in left field. Pretty big day for him.
Runners lead off first and second. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on a high fastball. And that is the ball game. Astros scored 9 times in the 6th inning to put this one away. And they defeat the Texas Rangers by a score of 13-2.
Well, circa this day on the calendar, Derek Fisher's arrival. Big day for him. Francis Martes' first major league win as a starting pitcher in the major leagues. Huge day for the Astros, seeing some of the fruit from the minor leagues come up and carry them in this ball game.
Welcome back, Robert Ford, joined by Astros manager A.J. Hitch. Off yesterday, had a nice win over the Texas Rangers before the off day on Wednesday. And, I mean, first of all, Francis Martes getting his first big league start, only his second big league appearance, was pretty impressive, especially when you looked at the way he navigated through that fifth inning.
Mazzara windmills the bat around. Big, tall, left-handed hitter is ready as Martes still looking into McCann.
Biggest pitch of his young career right here.
Pitch number 88 for Martes is a curveball on the outside corner for strike three. Freezes Mazzara, and the Astros get out of it. Rangers leave them loaded. They get a run, but the Astros maintain the lead.
How about that? Everybody slapping him on his back on the way into the dugout. A beautiful pitch.
Bases loaded, nobody out, but it was able to get through the inning with just the one run scoring.
It was an exciting game for us as a team just to be able to bounce back and salvage a game against the Rangers. And then, you know, the highlight being Martes's ascent to really maturing in only a second outing to be able to handle that situation. You know, I don't know how he handles it moving forward, but for that game, it was a very emotional for him. I know he wanted to bounce back after a rough debut. Made pitches, was really in control the whole game. The one tough inning that he had had some adversity that he helped create for himself, and then he got out of it and came off the field with as much emotion as I've seen out of the young kid in a short period of time.
And going through that fifth inning, I mean, obviously, I'm sure it helped that, as you mentioned, it was really his only tough inning. It hadn't been really stressed in the four innings previous. But what was kind of your mindset going through that inning? Obviously, you'd like for him to finish it, but young pitcher, first big league start, obviously handles him a little differently.
Yeah, I mean, going into the inning, I wanted him to go 6. So that wasn't the inning that I wanted to be his last inning. But, you know, he was under control of himself and his stuff plays so well. He was throwing strikes. He didn't, you know, he had the one wild pitch that created the run for them, and you know, they'd mixed in a few things here and there, but he never looked out of control or out of whack. He was tiring a little bit. He was up to 30 pitches in the inning. I had guys available. That was his last hitter that he punched out, Mazzara. But for him, you know, sometimes you've got to let these guys compete, and you've got to let stuff play, and you can't always rescue him from every bad situation. In that regard, I thought he'd earned the right to navigate his way through, and boy, did he come up big.
Put the game away with the 9-run sixth inning, one of the bigger innings the Astros have had offensively this year. And it started off with Derek Fisher getting his first big league hit, a home run, wound up getting his second big league hit in that same inning. And a very impressive young player, and I know you're happy to finally get him up here and see him contribute.
Yeah, it's nice, and get him in the game and have him have success. 5 quality at bats. You know, he had the just miss in the first at bat and the fly out to left field, and then the home run and the single really settled him in. He showed some walks and just had an all in all good night of clean at bats. And you know, the guys were happy for him. I think anytime everybody gets a debut, everybody remembers their debut and how nervous they were and how cool it was for the first time to. You know, to kind of wow yourself and contribute in your first game is pretty cool.
And Derek Fisher back in the lineup today, and a left-hander on the mound for the Red Sox, and Drew Pomeranz. Fisher, a left-handed hitter, but, you know, a lot of times the tendency is for young players not to play against left-handed pitching, but it's hard to hit lefties if you never see them.
Yeah, I think players don't really know their platoon players until we tell them. And you know, I think you have to challenge these guys to see what they are and who they are. He's handled lefties. He's faced lefties his whole career. You know, you get to the big leagues and there's this infatuation with matchups and the ability for us to tell them before we even know what we think they are. So he's going to face some lefties, and there are guys around the league that are everyday players that are left-handed. We don't seem to think that way about right-handers. It's only the left-handers. So he can answer the challenge tonight.
As Fisher hits this one pretty deep to left, it sends back the shield at the wall, and that's gone! The first big is a home run into the Landry's Crawford boxes. and the Astros' lead is 5-1. Welcome to the show, Derek Fisher.
Well, circa this day on the calendar, Derek Fisher's arrival. Big day for him. It's a huge day for the Astros, seeing some of the fruit from the minor leagues come up and carry him in this ball game.
Hanging out in the dugout before this series with the Boston Red Sox, the Astros with an off day yesterday, and the night before that was a couple of young guys, Francis Martes and my guest today, Derek Fisher. And Derek, you can't script it any better than that. Major league debut, just tell me what the feeling was before and after the ball game.
I mean, now's probably the time to ask me that, because after the game, I honestly had no feelings at all. And yeah, that was, you know, it's something that you dream about. And the fact that it had happened, and it was something that didn't even seem real. You know, I didn't even feel like I was in Houston. I didn't feel like I was even in Minute Maid until the national anthem. So yeah. So once your first inning of defense and the first at bat, and I was able to calm down a little bit, but still, I mean, you can't script it better than that.
Your parents were here, and you had some family here, obviously, and some close friends. What was it like after the game, getting those hugs, and you know, all that hard work that everybody put in to help you get here?
Right. I mean, I think you answered it right there. It's something that, you know, I think it made me feel a lot better that they were here. Yeah. You know, I obviously it was fun for me, but you know, for them to experience that, I mean, I wouldn't be here without them. So for them to be here and experience that and you know, good performance or bad, yeah, you know, I feel like it was awesome that they were able to make it out here and experience it with me.
Well, you're tearing it up in AAA. Obviously, you earned the right to come up here, and however long it's going to be. But what do you feel like you've improved upon to make yourself ready for this leap?
You know, I wanted to slow the game down a little bit, and you know, that's a lot of credit with spending a lot of time with these guys in spring training, and those are experiences that I didn't want to go to waste. So, you know, the times that I was able to speak to these guys in spring training and just to get their advice, just to see, you know, what helped them when they first, you know, were on a completely different stage. And I was able to slow the game down a little bit, have a little bit more of an approach and slow the game down.
When you say slow the game down, does that mean control your breathing? Step out, just take your time a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, just take it all in, you know? Mm-hmm. Each game is against, you know, different pitchers, different teams, different coaches. So when you're able to try and figure out what they're going to try to do to you, it slows the game down a little bit, and, you know, just have fun doing it.
Talking with Derek Fisher, this is a very progressive organization, and I know Jeff Albert, the minor league hitting coordinator, is very instrumental in a lot of you guys. What is it that you've learned from him that's helped you in the last couple of years?
You know, Jeff he's helped me a lot, you know, especially in these last 6 months, you know, from spring training to now, I'd say, you know, just providing me with some information that's helped me understand, you know, what I was doing right and also what I was doing wrong. Okay. and what I can do to help, you know, help myself and help a team. And when he'd brought that to my attention, I just kind of ran with it, you know, and I wanted to see what he had to offer. And you know, I put a lot of work in the cage and spring training, and the information that he was able to provide really helped.
Last thing, Derek, Father's Day weekend, your dad's here in town. What do you want to say about him, and what's your best memory?
Oh, dude, I mean, I can't say there's one in particular, but I mean, the most recent, obviously, him being able to be here for my debut and just luckily for it to be on Father's Day weekend. I mean, I couldn't ask for more.
Yeah, there you go. That's Derek Fisher. Congratulations, buddy. Keep it going, and thanks for catching up.
Thanks for having me.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.